And I'm going to turn down this music by Terry Riley and welcome this music. There it is. Welcome to the airwaves, Bruce Barrett. Hi, Bruce. How are you?
Hey, Valerie. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for being patient and letting us sort of finish out that session with Maggie. And we were having such a good time, so I didn't want to stop it. So I appreciate you.
It's quite all right. I enjoyed the tunes. They were fantastic. And I just got back from Nashville visiting a friend who's in Alabama, and I took a day in Nashville, and there's an extraordinary, the music there is phenomenal. But this interview with Maggie reminded me of something called the Suffragettes, who had a place in Nashville called the Listening Room. Every Monday, they have women singer-songwriters. The youngest on stage was 15. They had five singer-songwriters and a 15-year-old percussionist, and they all present their songs, and they're trying to promote women singer-songwriters in Nashville. And if anyone's there Monday nights at the Listening Room, what a great show. I'm sure Maggie would stand up and do very well there. So I look forward to hearing that she was on that that program.
Well, that's interesting, and I hope they're in their car now and we're listening to that. So I'm sure she would be interested in hearing about that as well. Bruce Barrett has been an activist in many capacities for many, many years. I think I met you on the New Haven Green maybe about a decade or so ago, and you've had relationships with WPKN in many capacities of your life, but I thought your thing coming up on August the 8th just sounds like such a great event, so I just wanted to invite you on the air to talk about it. So why don't you talk about what you're doing?
Well, thank you so much, and I think we did meet that we were doing a Painting for Peace on the Green, I think, back then, and we're going to do that again on August 8th, but we've sort of expanded it. So what we've done, and by we, I mean really a team of people, is we have seven service projects. It's called the Interfaith Service Day. And we're inviting everyone from mosques, synagogues, and churches to come and join us on Thursday, August 8th at 8 in the morning, nice and early in the cool of August. We'll meet on the green, and we'll divide up into diverse communities, six or seven groups that distribute our Jewish brothers and sisters, Muslim brothers and sisters, Christians, agnostics, and anyone else who'd like to join us. Everyone's welcome. We'll divide into groups, and we have little shuttle buses that'll take us to various events in New Haven where they'll serve. And I'll list those events to you, but to sort of summarize, you'll go off in those groups, and you'll be joined by Israeli and Palestinian teenagers who have come also for a 10-day a learning program called Jerusalem Peace Builders in New Haven. They're learning to meet each other and learn about peace-building techniques. They're an extraordinary group of Muslim, Christian, and Jewish young people from Israel, Palestine, and the U.S. So they'll join us on those little shuttle buses, tell you a little bit about their program and what they're doing to get to know each other and to work toward peacemaking. And then we'll do our service projects for about 2.5 hours. Then we'll come back on the shuttle to the New Haven Green for pizza lunch. I have the fire engine pizza from Bridgeport coming. And some of us will be staying on the green and painting a giant peace mural that'll go up on a billboard on the highway. So the whole thing ought to be done by 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'll be inviting the mayor shortly. I hope to see her office will come and join us. So I just want it to be a fun, festive time for people to serve the community and get to know each other. Let me stop talking, though. I'll let you ask some questions. We can learn about the different projects.
Well, is this a thing that you've done before, or is this the first one?
This is the first Interfaith Service Day.
Okay.
We've done three peace walks, two or three Painting for Peace, where we painted the mural. But this is a new concept, a new idea, and we're going to give it a try.
I remember the peace walks, and that usually takes a place a little bit later in the year, right? September or so?
Yeah, we've done three or four. We haven't done them for a few years. I needed to attend to other matters. I started a brew pub with my partners in Bridgeport called Brewport, for example. But I've come back to actively do the peace work again. So the peace walk was, we've done two in West Haven, I think, and two in New Haven. And those were also interfaith walks where we get to know each other across religious lines and learn a bit about each other's faith communities and have a nice time. So this time we're going to do a service day.
The group of young people who are coming here together from Jerusalem, from Palestine, from the America. Are you also, is that also one of your projects, or are you is this something else?
I'm partnered with Jerusalem Peace Builders. The founder is the Reverend Canon Nicholas Porter, who was also a Yale graduate. He's done enormously wonderful things. I count him as a good friend. Nicholas helped me with the film that I made years ago called The Billboard from Bethlehem, where I went to the West Bank and worked with Israeli and Palestinian kids to paint a peace billboard. Nick was very helpful with that. And he founded Jerusalem Peace Builders, which now has peace camps in Houston, Brattleboro, and New Haven. They teach peace techniques now in Jerusalem. They were just invited by the Israeli mayor in Jerusalem to help them work with their communities across cultural lines. And they have something now starting in the UK at Cambridge to teach adults about peacemaking. So Jerusalem Peace Builders, if you go on their website, you'll be blown away by what a glorious group they are. And we're just a little piece of their week. When they're in New Haven, they're going to take that day to meet us, and we're going to meet them. Again, we're crossing boundaries and getting to know each other, which is the first step in peacemaking.
And so August the 8th, is that primarily aimed toward young people, or is this for all ages?
Well, this is for all ages. Let me describe some of the events.
That was my next question.
If you're with a family, a mom with some kids or father, and you've got your young people, teenagers or young ones, you can bring them. One of the events, the bus will take us to one of the New Haven beaches to work with Save the Sound. And we're going to walk together, Jews, Muslims, Christians, and anyone else. And maybe there'll be a dozen of us. We'll have a bag. Someone holds a bag. Someone has a clipboard. And someone has gloves. And we'll pick up some of the plastic that washes up on the beach and clean the beach together. And our volunteer from Save the Sound will talk to us about why they're keeping those records, why this is healthy for the environment. And while we're doing that, I have some get-to-know-you cards so that we can talk. You know, we can ask our Muslim and Jewish and Christian friends some questions about their faith and get to know each other a little bit. So that's a wonderful thing for young people to do. We can paint the mural on the green. Muralist Russell Rainbolt is right now finishing up his mural. It will picture Abraham and Sarah, who are considered the fathers and mothers of the three Abrahamic faiths. And they're going to be working with young people distributing food to the hungry. So we're going to paint this 50-foot mural on the green and then put it up on the highway. And anybody can pick up a brush and paint. You just show up, and Russell will give you a brush and a pot of color. So even if they're very young children, we'll say, here's the blue, paint the blue sky. And they can have fun on the green and enjoy their time. We're going to go to a Jewish cemetery. Paul Terman, the executive director of the Hebrew Burial and Free Loan Association, also Andy Hodes, the Jewish Cemetery Association, have selected for us a cemetery that doesn't have anyone to take care of it. It's a Jewish cemetery, and some of the footstones have sunken down so you can barely see them. So we're going to gently, and I think we have a rabbi coming to talk to us about Jewish rites of burial, but we're going to lift those stones, those footstones up with a crowbar and some stone dust and shovels. We'll lift them up so you can see them again and learn a little bit about each other. And this one is near and dear to my heart because some of our Jewish brothers and sisters have had vandalism to their cemeteries. And now we're going to do the opposite. We're going to help take care of each other and show that love and respect. And anyone can go on that, right? There's no, you could just watch. You could help lift the stone. You could put the stone dust in and learn about each other.
And then you're also doing an activity with a mosque.
Yes, Masjid al-Islam, which is a mosque right in New Haven by St. Ray's. They have a fine community there. I visited them 10, 12 years ago, I think, right around 9/11, I wanted to go visit a mosque. They were very welcoming. I joined them in a service and learned a little bit about their faith, and I've maintained contact. So some of the brothers and sisters from the mosque will meet us there. The bus will take us over to Masjid al-Islam. We'll go inside so you can see what it's like inside a mosque, ask some questions, and learn just a little bit about Islam so that it's not so scary and distant. And then together we're going to walk around that community in New Haven, right around St. Ray's, and just pick up the trash and clean up the neighborhood a little bit. And then we'll come back and have fellowship and a meal together. So very simple, just a few hours. We're going to be back. The buses will leave the service projects at 12 noon and get you back 12. It's like 5 minutes away. So and the fire engine pizza will be there. Anything? What else do we have going on?
You have Habitat for Humanity, I see on your list.
Yeah, now there I need some special people. We have 9 spaces to work on a house with Habitat for Humanity reserved. And I'm looking to see if I can make this diverse. So I'd love to have men and women, Jews, Christians, and Muslims together working on that house. And that project is a little longer. That's a full day. So we'll take you from the bus to that project. We'll bring you back for lunch. And then they really would like you to go back and finish up at 3:30. So if I've got a few folks, and I've done Habitat builds both in the United States and also in India, which are, wow, that was in Bangalore for 10 days. And Habitat is a very special community project. And I think that for those that would like to pick up a hammer and work on that August day, I think you'll find it very fulfilling. And I'll try to build a good, diverse community so you can meet some interesting people. There's also Christian Community Action in Newhallville, one of the difficult parts of New Haven. Reverend Benita Grubbs will meet us or drive in the shuttle to Newhallville, which again it's just a few minutes away. And they have an apartment that they're converting into affordable housing, and they got to paint a whole bunch of apartments. So we'll pick up paintbrushes and we'll work with them for 2 hours and paint one of those apartments. And Benita will take time to tell us about low-income housing, affordable housing, and the needs in New Haven and how that group is reaching out to serve some of the poorest of the poor. And again, we'll come back and have pizza. And there's sandwiches. Some of us are going to walk to Christ Church on Broadway. They do a food pantry during the summer. During this particular week is when that community closes the food pantry. So we're going to take their place. We're going to make sandwiches, and those will be distributed to the homeless. And did I get everything? Painting for Peace, Cemetery Project Restoration, Sandwiches, Masjid al-Islam and Community Pickup, Save the Sound, Christian Community Action Apartment, Habitat, and the Hip Hop Challenge.
The Hip Hop Challenge.
Did you read about that?
I did, yes. So why don't you describe it to our listeners?
Yeah, so this is kind of a risk for me. I'm my church musician. And I like to write the songs for the church. So I've got a hip-hop tune, my first attempt to do sort of that genre. It's a 3-minute tune, but what I really want people to do is to create a music video to that tune. The tune has some interfaith lyrics to it, and it's kind of fun to try a hip-hop song. So anyone can come and film with their phones or whatever kind of cameras and exchange the video. I'm really imagining it'll take a community, a village, to do this. But there's a $500 prize to the winning music video. And what I'm hoping will happen, particularly this is young people in youth groups. There are 2 youth groups right now that have signed up. One's an interfaith youth group from New Haven of 10 teenagers that are coming. And there's another group in Milford they've got 6 signed up, and they expect a few more. I know that the synagogue, I should tell you some of the sponsors, but I expect there'll be some youth from our some synagogues and masjids as well. So what I'm hoping is these different youth groups will split up and get to know each other, take videos, and try to make a really fun music video of Interfaith Service Day. Only 30% of the footage has got to be of the service day. And you can go on the website, iwagepeace.org. That's I-W-A-G-E, iwagepeace.org. And there's a link there where you can download the rules for the music video. You've got till December 1st to submit. And let me decline this call that just came in. Sorry about that. But the idea is to make a fun video. So I hope that people will shoot lots of different angles and visit each other's mosques and synagogues and churches and really make it something inclusive and fun and make a statement to the world. Because this is a time when we really have to stand together and I'm very troubled by chants of send her back or folks that are trying to protect us from immigrants or people of different faiths or different opinions and ideas. So it's important that we learn to work together. And that's what the hip-hop music video challenge is about. And I'm hoping some of you young folks will do it for me.
You're a tireless person, Bruce Barrett, and this is just this must have taken a lot of organization to pull together for you, and I'm sure a number of other people. So if people want to be part of this or have a group that they would like to be part of this on August the 8th, an Interfaith Service Day meeting initially on the New Haven Green at 8 a.m., how would they, do they need to sign up in advance, or can people drop by? What are you suggesting?
Well, you can just drop by, but I would love you to sign up so that we make sure that we have enough pizza.
That's important, yes.
And logistically, I have an idea of what. So if you go to iwagepeace.org, there's a sign up. It asks you to do either a group or individual sign up, and then just fill out your name and give us a sense of your faith community, and I will call you up the week before to confirm that you're coming and answer your questions. That just helps me with coordination. But if you don't sign up and you feel like going that morning, please just show up. If whoever arrives is welcome to participate. If you want to bring some friends along at the last minute, don't worry about it. We will figure it out together. If the buses are all full, we've got four buses, four shuttles that take 25 people each to the different events. If they're full, we can always paint the billboard. The billboard, let me tell you, I hope I have enough people to paint the billboard, or I'm going to be working pretty hard. I need help. What do they say? Many hands make light work.
Right, right.
I do want to mention, on our advisory committee is Rabbi Brian Immerman from Mishkan Israel in New Haven, Father Stephen Holt of Christ Church, Nicholas Porter of Jerusalem Peace Builders, Reverend Benita Grubbs of the Christian Community Action, and, of course, Russell Rainbolt's our artist who's designing the mural for us and going to lead you. He's a wonderful artist. He does such fine work of his own right, and it's great for him to take the time to work with IWH Peace.
Well, you're a billboard guy, and I love that you have some very, very provocative billboards along 95. It's just that's definitely refreshing. It's definitely refreshing to see what you put up there. I look forward to seeing the Peace billboard too. That'd be cool.
Thank you. Thank you. I look forward to painting it with you. I hope that you're going to be there.
Well, I have a special event that day, but if you're still going a little bit later in the afternoon, I will stop by. I work at the Yale Art Gallery, so I'm right downtown.
Oh, well, walk over and have pizza with us.
Well, I might do. You know, I think that's it's great to bring people together, great to do some, put in some labor on behalf of good causes. But I think also just this idea of being able to you know, bear witness to what these, particularly the people who have come from Israel and Palestine, what they have had in their lives. And I've been having all these conversations with people recently just about how, and I think the times that we live in are making me think this, but I've never lived in a time of civil war. I've always lived in peace. I've had luxury. I've had an easy life. And I know that some of these young people coming are probably have had lives with conflict and with a lot of challenges. So that's pretty amazing. I'm sure they're gonna tell some wonderful stories and maybe give people perspective on what they have here in the United States.
You know, we do have something wonderful here, but we also have great community tensions and challenges. The Northeast is got a huge racial divisions. You know, we have communities that are primarily African-American, others that are primarily white. We're not very integrated. That's a challenge for us. How do we do that successfully? We have religious diversity and tensions and strains that happen all the time here. The kids coming from Israel and Palestine are an inspiration because they're overcoming tremendous biases and fears and rooted in real experience. And if they can overcome those gaps and take time to get to know each other, and I know it's hard for those kids. When you hear them talk about their experience, they'll tell you their first nights with Jerusalem Peace Builders, they're afraid, some of them, because they're bunk meeting. It might be a Palestinian bunk meeting with an Israeli, you know, and they're not, they were told to be afraid, right? Can they trust this person? So they have to take the time in that first camp to meet each other. And then later on, these kids have gone through one camp last year, This is their second year with Jerusalem Peace Builders. And they continue working with them in Israel and Palestine as well throughout the year with follow-up and continual development of their skills. These are future leaders that we're developing. And when you come, wonderful listeners, when you come to the Interfaith Service Day, you're helping inspire these young people, and I think they will help inspire you in our daily effort to make the world a better place. They're really heroic kids. You know, I just got a text from, and I didn't mention him, from Masjid al-Islam. It's the assistant imam there. He's just finishing up work. Can I call him and merge him in so we can say hello?
You know, actually, we have exactly 1 minute and 45 seconds to go. So my time here is almost up. But, you know, maybe we could have I will not be on again until – I don't think I'm on again until – before your show. No, I don't think I'm on. But let's follow up and maybe have some other conversations. I'm always you do great work, Bruce. So I'm always always open to
Thank you. I'll tell Sufadim next time. Also, I forgot to mention Omer Bajwa, the Yale chaplaincy. Imam Omer Bajwa is on our advisory board as well.
That's great.
So good. I look forward to seeing everyone there. Come and have a good time and reach out. And if anyone wants to visit a synagogue, mosque, or church, and you're from a different faith community, I invite you to do that gently, you know, humbly, but just to say you'd like to visit and cross the boundary and go visit and see what happens. Most of them will welcome you.
So you have 45 seconds. Why don't you give people the where they need to go to find out more information again?
Terrific. So to participate or learn more about the Interfaith Service Day, it's on August 8th, Thursday morning, 8 a.m., the New Haven Green. Visit iwagepeace.org. That's iwagepeace.org. There'll be information. It'll give you the agenda, the schedule, and how to sign up. If you sign up, you'll be letting me know you're coming or just show up and learn about the Hip Hop Music Challenge, because I would love to have a really cool music video to my first hip-hop tune.
Cool. Well,
it's a lot of fun.
Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay, bye-bye. And you are listening to listener-supported WPKN in Bridgeport at 89.5 FM, online at wpkn.org. I'm Valerie Richardson, and stay tuned for some messages and the news.